by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of April, 2007. It's the birthday of the humorist Josh Billings, born Henry Wheeler Shaw in Lanesboro, Massachusetts, 1818. Gave lectures across the country full of aphorisms and witty sayings. Josh Billings said, "Don't take the bull by the horns, take him by the tail. Then you can let go when you want to." Josh Billings said, "There are many people who are always anticipating trouble, and in this way they manage to enjoy many sorrows that never really happened to them." It's the birthday of Charlotte Bronte, born in Thornton in Yorkshire, England, 1816, who, along with her younger sisters Emily and Anne, grew up in isolation on the moors of Yorkshire. Her father was a minister. They invented imaginary worlds, a land they called Angria, the three sisters, and wrote poems and plays and stories about the place. Charlotte took a series of jobs as a teacher and a governess, did not get along well with children, but she kept at it. And it was when she was working at a small private school, she heard a story about a governess who had married a man, only to learn that the man was already married and his first wife had gone mad and he had locked her away on the second floor of his house. The story stuck in Charlotte Bronte's head for years. And when the Bronte sisters, Emily and Anne and Charlotte, began to write novels, she began to draw on that story, which became Jane Eyre, published in 1847. It was an immediate success, went through three printings in less than a year. Charlotte had published it under the pseudonym Currer Bell and finally decided to reveal herself to her publishers. It made Charlotte Bronte rich and famous, but it did not fulfill her hope of helping her family. Within 2 years of the publication of Jane Eyre, all of her siblings had died of tuberculosis, and Charlotte herself died in childbirth a few years later, 1854. Charlotte Bronte, who once said, "I am neither a man nor a woman, but an author." And it's the birthday of the naturalist John Muir, born in Dunbar, Scotland, 1838, grew up in Wisconsin and then headed west, fell in love with the Sierra Mountains, and spent much of his life hiking and camping there. He was one of the founders of the Sierra Club, published 10 books, including The Mountains of California. John Muir, who said, "Climb the mountains and get their good tidings." Here's a poem for today by Mary Crow entitled Saturday Matinee. Gene Autry, galloping hard on his pony in black and white, the ground and bushes gray toward gray mountains under a gray sky where white clouds drift, hooves pounding in the small theater as I sat forward in my seat, my heart in my mouth with envy, with longing for freedom, for Gene Autry, the boy beside me sliding his hand over from mine, the odor of popcorn in place of sagebrush. And I saw myself inside that movie, black hat on my head, while I rushed after him, my pony dapple gray, my hair long and blown back by the wind, galloping so hard, but upright, Western style, a real cowgirl, and the hand in the theater like some kind of insect I was brushing away. My body wanting to rush after my mind, away from that kid in his button-down shirt, away from the white clabbered houses, the dark deciduous forest on the edges of town, the asphalt, the street lights, and my father forbidding me to go to the movie while I sobbed for love of Gene Autry, for love of the wide open West, of horses and galloping, for love, for love. Saturday Matinee by Mary Crow, from her collection I Have Tasted the Apple, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.